Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Psychological archetypes of K2 nakshatras. Let us explore how the three K2 ruled nakshatras, Ashwini, Magha, and Mula, give rise to distinct psychological archetypes by combining the intuitive, spiritually detached nature of K2 with the elemental and motivational qualities of their zodiacal hosts. Ashwini and Aries. Ashwini blends the impulsive, courageous fire of Aries with K2's unconscious mastery and intuitive action. This produces archetypes that are fast-moving, instinctual, and unafraid to initiate. Their psychology is defined by a sense of urgency and a drive to act first, not from ego, but from an inner call to launch or liberate. When the Sun or Jupiter is placed here, the visionary emerges, bold and inspirational, driven by an intuitive sense of timing. With Mars or Rahu, we find the maverick or the catalyst, figures who ignite reform through action and disruption. Moon or Saturn placements may yield the reformer or the executor, healers or protectors who respond quickly to need without hesitation. These archetypes are wired to move, to start, to rescue. They initiate, then detach. Magha in Leo. Magha fuses Leo's regal self-expression with K2's ancestral memory and ego release. Archetypes formed here are marked by inherited authority and internalized leadership. These individuals may not seek power, but they carry it as a karmic responsibility. When the Sun, Jupiter, or Ketu are placed here, we see the visionary or the architect, beings who lead through moral weight, tradition, or unseen spiritual rank. With Saturn or Mercury, the administrator or the arbitrator emerges, those who hold lineages together, sustain legacy, or enforce order with poise and neutrality. Their identity is shaped by duty to something larger, often unseen, not to personal ambition, but to a dharmic mantle. Magha's archetypes stand like pillars of continuity, quietly powerful and deeply rooted in timeless value. Mula in Sagittarius. Mula combines Sagittarius's philosophical fire with K2's instinct to uproot, question, and liberate. The result is a constellation of archetypes driven to expose the roots of illusion and destroy what is false. These individuals are psychologically intense and spiritually focused. They feel called to uncover truth, even when it means dismantling comfort. When Jupiter or the Sun occupies Mula, the visionary or the reformer is activated, truth seekers who confront and transcend ignorance with fire and faith. With Mercury or Rahu, we encounter the maverick or the arbitrator, minds that cut through pretense with clarity and fierce intelligence. Mars placements may express as the executor, purposeful and unafraid to remove or sever what no longer serves. Mula's archetypes are karmic surgeons. Their presence clears, their insight penetrates, and their actions purify. K2 nakshatras bring forth archetypes that act without ego, serve without demand, and transform without attachment. They are ancient forces moving through modern forms, catalysts of beginnings, bearers of legacy, and agents of ultimate truth. Psychological archetypes within Ashwini Nakshatra. Let us examine how different planets or points within Ashwini Nakshatra could give rise to one or more of the 14 psychological archetypes. Sun in Ashwini. When the Sun is placed in Ashwini, individuality is expressed through fearless leadership, bold initiative, and a desire to stand apart as the first or the fastest. This energy naturally aligns with the visionary, who leads with insight and impact, and the catalyst, who ignites transformation with personal charisma and direction. The identity is shaped around being a trailblazer, bold, purposeful, and action-oriented. Moon in Ashwini. The moon in Ashwini filters emotional energy through urgency and instinctive response. These individuals feel compelled to act on emotional impulses, often drawn toward service, healing, or support roles. This can produce the reformer, who channels emotional intensity into systems improvement and care, or the diplomat, who quickly responds to emotional dynamics in others with the intention to restore harmony. Mars in Ashwini. Mars in Ashwini amplifies the nakshatra's native qualities, swift motion, courage, and raw initiative. This results in strong expressions of the maverick, who breaks boundaries through fearless action, and the catalyst, whose energetic presence drives motion and change in others. There is a natural inclination toward bold confrontation, fast execution, and independence of spirit. Mercury in Ashwini. Mercury here brings sharp thinking, inventive ideas, and quick verbal expression. Communication becomes a launchpad for reform or experimentation. This placement resonates with the innovator, who explores novel concepts and thrives on mental agility, and the maverick, who uses wit and intellect to challenge norms. These individuals often initiate change through language, storytelling, or tech-driven ideas. Jupiter in Ashwini. With Jupiter in Ashwini, wisdom takes on a pioneering quality. Expansive thinking merges with bold beginnings. This produces the visionary, who introduces new spiritual or educational paradigms, and the architect, who constructs sustainable belief systems or frameworks around growth. The person is often seen as a mentor or guide whose ideas feel ahead of their time. Venus in Ashwini. Venus expresses through spontaneous affection, aesthetic daring, and magnetic charm. Relationships may begin impulsively, and artistic expression feels like an energetic release. This archetype aligns with the creator, who brings beauty into form with passion and immediacy, often leading aesthetic trends or designing from instinct rather than logic. Saturn in Ashwini. Saturn's structure confronts Ashwini's speed, resulting in deliberate, disciplined action. The psychological outcome is the executor, who excels in emergency logistics or controlled environments requiring order amidst urgency, or the administrator, who manages chaos with methodical planning. There's a warrior ethic, acting with responsibility, boundaries, and precision under pressure. Rahu in Ashwini. Rahu intensifies the need to initiate, disrupt, and revolutionize. This placement reflects the maverick, whose actions are driven by originality and a refusal to conform, and the catalyst, who channels ambition into dramatic, often unconventional change. The person is charismatic, experimental, and thrives in chaotic or innovative environments. Ketu in Ashwini. Ketu in Ashwini gives rise to subtle yet potent forces of detachment, intuition, and invisible influence. This energy manifests as the visionary, who leads with spiritual clarity and instinctive knowing, or the architect, who builds behind the scenes, shaping systems through inner guidance. There's an old soul quality that initiates quietly but powerfully, often without recognition or attachment to results. Psychological archetypes within Magha Nakshatra. Let us examine how different planets or points within Magha Nakshatra could give rise to one or more of the 14 psychological archetypes, ensuring each is represented distinctly across the system. Sun in Magha. The sun in Magha shines with ancestral pride, dignity, and an inherent sense of purpose tied to lineage or legacy. These individuals often see themselves as rightful leaders or protectors of tradition. This produces the visionary, who leads with a sense of destiny and moral inheritance, and the administrator, who upholds systems, heritage, or organizational hierarchies with loyalty and responsibility. Moon in Magha. The moon here carries emotional depth linked to family, loyalty, and reputation. There's a powerful connection to roots, lineage, and emotional sovereignty. This gives rise to the guardian, who protects emotional bonds and ancestral ties, and the strategist, who intuitively calculates steps to maintain emotional security while preserving legacy and public standing. Mars in Magha. Mars in Magha channels ambition through a royal or commanding demeanor. These individuals act with pride, boldness, and strategic precision, often motivated by honor. This creates the executor, who performs with sharp efficiency to uphold personal or family reputation, and the reformer, who uses bold action to preserve or revitalize traditions through strength and valor. Mercury in Magha. Mercury in Magha communicates with authority, clarity, and an eye for prestige. There's a formal yet persuasive quality to their speech. This supports the arbitrator, who speaks with discernment and impartiality in matters of ethics or lineage, and the creator, who uses storytelling or stylized communication to immortalize values, traditions, or leadership ideals. Jupiter in Magha. Jupiter expresses through royal wisdom and the desire to uphold Dharma through leadership. These individuals see themselves as noble teachers or societal guides. This gives rise to the architect, who builds moral, legal, or educational frameworks based on tradition, and the visionary, who inspires others through philosophical legacies, ancestral insight, or righteous leadership. Venus in Maga. Venus in Maga blends sensuality with dignity, expressing love, art, and aesthetics with pride and refinement. This placement forms the creator, who uses beauty to elevate status or express inner nobility, and the diplomat, whose grace and tact help navigate complex social or hierarchical dynamics. Their love is grand, ceremonious, and often traditional in expression. Saturn in Maga. Saturn here brings the weight of responsibility tied to ancestral duty or leadership structure. These individuals carry karmic obligations with gravity. This creates the administrator, who carefully maintains family, institutional, or societal systems, and the strategist, who advances methodically through traditional hierarchies, often achieving leadership after perseverance and restraint. Rahu in Maga. Rahu intensifies the desire for status, legacy, and recognition. There is a magnetic pull toward power, sometimes through unconventional or bold means. This produces the maverick, who challenges old leadership structures while simultaneously craving their throne, and the catalyst, who uses ambition and charisma to energize and shift group dynamics or cultural authority. Ketu in Maga. Ketu in Maga brings detachment from status and outward authority, yet retains an inner nobility and karmic connection to ancestral wisdom. This supports the arbitrator, who remains impartial while handling power, and the visionary, who leads through quiet spiritual legacy rather than visible dominance. Their strength lies in invisible influence and inherited inner clarity. Psychological archetypes within Mula Nakshatra. Let us examine how different planets or points within Mula Nakshatra could give rise to one or more of the 14 psychological archetypes, ensuring each is represented distinctly across the system. Sun in Mula. The Sun in Mula expresses identity through truth-seeking, deconstruction, and a fearless drive to uncover what lies beneath appearances. These individuals often experience ego transformation through loss, reinvention, or deep personal inquiry. This produces the visionary, who leads through radical authenticity and spiritual courage, and the reformer, who dedicates their power to exposing falsity and rebuilding what is just. Moon in Mula. Moon in Mula carries emotional intensity, introspection, and a deep connection to existential themes. Emotional security is found in unearthing deeper meaning or hidden truths. This gives rise to the guardian, who offers protection through radical honesty and emotional depth, and the arbitrator, who instinctively understands karmic dynamics and brings clarity through emotional discernment and stillness. Mars in Mula. Mars in this nakshatra acts with fierce precision, purpose, and a desire to cut away what is false or stagnant. Action is destructive only in service of truth. This supports the executor, who performs difficult tasks with fearless resolve, and the catalyst, whose energy initiates dramatic shifts by severing illusion and forcing others into growth or awakening. Mercury here becomes investigative, piercing, and often skeptical. The mind digs below the surface, uncovering hidden patterns or psychological layers. This expresses the innovator, who brings reform through bold ideas, research, or communication, and the arbitrator, who analyzes beneath appearances and delivers truth, even if uncomfortable, with clarity and precision. Jupiter in Mula. Jupiter in Mula transforms belief through direct confrontation with reality. Its wisdom is rooted in loss, destruction, and the regeneration of truth. This produces the architect, who rebuilds ethical, spiritual, or educational systems from the roots up, and the visionary, whose expansive insight is sharpened by past trials and an unwavering commitment to uncovering deeper meaning. Venus in Mula. Venus in Mula expresses intense, transformative desire. Love, beauty, and creativity are channels for catharsis and inner excavation. This gives rise to the creator, who crafts from raw truth or emotional extremes, and the diplomat, who, despite emotional undercurrents, learns to navigate relational complexity with honesty, vulnerability, and courage. Saturn in Mula. Saturn here brings karmic discipline, responsibility in the face of collapse, and the endurance to rebuild from nothing. These individuals often experience delayed growth, followed by profound mastery. This forms the strategist, who plans within destruction and remains committed through difficult transitions, and the administrator, who holds structure in place during breakdown, loss, or crisis. Rahu in Mula. Rahu in Mula is driven to confront taboos, root causes, and personal or collective shadows. It craves transformation through extreme experience. This produces the maverick, who rebels through deep truth, occult inquiry, or psychological exposure, and the catalyst, whose intensity provokes awakening by challenging illusions or inherited narratives. Ketu and Mula. Ketu is at home in Mula, expressing spiritual detachment, depth, and insight into life's impermanence. There's a natural ability to sever ties with ego, illusion, and worldly attachments. This supports the arbitrator, who navigates karmic closure with surgical neutrality, and the visionary, whose clarity is born from lifetimes of inner stripping and mystical insight beyond identity or form.